He's trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. He's Jason Kirtman from southern New Mexico's Tularosa Basin with great music and family-styled entertainment. He's right here and he's right now on the Jason Kirtman Show.
Greetings and salutations once again, friends and neighbors. This is Jason Kirtman, and I'm coming to you from Studio 312, nestled in the south side of southern New Mexico's Tularosa Basin. It's where the likes of Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid would occasionally bless the horizon with their legendary presences. It's also where the women are strikingly beautiful and the men, well, I hope we have the good sense to know it. And I hope this week's been good to you and your family. Well, here we go once again celebrating the good life together. The good life of not only the past, but the present and the future as well, because you and I, as always, are striving to bring back the nickel soda pop. And you and I both know that that's the concept of the way of life we used to enjoy right here across this great country of ours. I've got another great show lined up for you today, just packed to the rim with great music and a few laughs. So stick around. I'm going to give you my personal guarantee there's something in this show for you. So grab yourself a hot dog and an ice cold glass of your favorite beverage, kick back in that chair of yours, and enjoy the memories. Let's all get started now with some classic Americana right here on The Jason Kirtman Show.
Gee Whitakers, all you want to do is play. Jiminy Crickets, you'll never get no love in that way. Holy smoke, don't you ever want a kiss? Gee Whitakers, look at all the fun we'll miss. Heebie-jeebies, baby, what you gonna do? Holy cow, I've never seen nobody like you. Gee Whitakers, you never give me a chance. Jeepers creepers, all you wanna do is dance. Doggone it, ain't you gonna ever stop? Gee Whitakers, you're gonna make me blow my top.
Pat Boone with Gee Whitakers. Here's the High Lows along the same lines with Jeepers Creepers.
And look at those eyes.
Jeepers, Jeepers Creepers. Jeepers Creepers, where did you get those peepers? Jeepers Creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Gosh, oh, get up. How did they get so lit up? Gosh, oh, get up. How'd they get that size? Golly gee, when you turn those heaters on, woe is me. To put my cheaters on. Jeepers Creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, how they hypnotize. Where'd you get those eyes?
Jeepers Creepers. Jeepers Creepers. Finders Keepers. Losers Weepers. Golly gee, when you turn those heaters on, woe is me, got to put my cheaters on. Oh gee, where did you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, how they hit the top. Where did you get those? Oh.
When Beauty Katie makes a scene, she wears a smile brushed three ways clean.
Cleaner breath, cleaner taste, cleaner teeth, three ways clean is Colgate Clean.
When Handsome Harry joins the session, he makes a real cool three-way impression.
Cleaner breath, cleaner taste, cleaner teeth, three ways clean is Colgate Clean.
In your mouth, trouble can start with trapped food particles that attract decay bacteria, producing decay acids. Colgate with activated Gardol foams as you brush, helps foam away food, decay bacteria, and decay acids. Regular Colgate brushing for most people instantly helps stop bad breath that starts in the mouth.
A happy Colgate girl and boy.
Brush three ways clean to both enjoy.
Cleaner breath, cleaner taste, cleaner teeth. Three ways clean is Colgate Clean. Help fight decay with Colgate. Three ways clean is Colgate Clean.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota, and the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined the great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. She smells just like a percolator. Her perfume was made right on the grill. Why, they could percolate the ocean in Brazil. And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice. The planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a cruller. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee. An awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
That was Frank Sinatra with the coffee song. Here's that great smooth voice, Freddie Fender, singing about wasted days and wasted nights.
Wasted days and wasted nights, I got left for you behind. For you don't belong to me. your heart belongs to someone else. Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you hold the blame for making me blue? Don't you remember the day that you went away and left me? I was so lonely, crying for you only, my love. Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not untrue? And why should I call your name when you're all to blame for making me?
If it doesn't challenge you, it's certainly not going to change you. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice, then say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Well, I dated your big sister and I took her to a show. I went for some candy, along came Jim Dandy, and they snuck right out the door. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Every time I see your sister, well, she's got somebody new. She's mean and she's evil like that little old mole evil. Guess I'll try my luck with you. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Well, I used to pull your pigtails and pinch your turned up nose, but you've been a-growing and baby it's been showing from your head down to your toes. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done.
That was Elvis Presley with Little Sister. Here's Buck Owens with one. I'll bet it's been a long time since you've heard this. you've got to have a license.
Me and Brother Bill was a-going fishing down to the river one day. Had a can of worms and a willer pole, a big can of minnows and a lot of sourdough. The fish were a-biting, we're going to have fun. And a big man come say, I'm a game warden, and he chased me and Brother Bill away. He said, take them out of sack, throw them all back, and the big man him do say, boys, you gotta have a license, yeah, you gotta have a license. Well, we asked him why, and the man replied, cause you gotta have a license. They driving down the open highway, pass him up a highway tollman, let me go right along and I don't know what to do wrong. Trees go by, they think I'm a fly, I sing a little song and I have a lot of fun. And a whistle blow and afore I know, the big man he rolled my way. Me pull him down and I hit the ground, a shaking so cause I have a no. And the big man him do say, boys, you gotta have a license, yeah, you gotta have a license. Well, I ask him why, he replied, cause you got to have a license. Well, now I got a little gal and her name is Lou. She making me feel funny. Really love her, that gal with the big lot of noise. She give him a kiss, but she give him no joy. Well, me pretty young, and I want a lot of fun. Well, she tell me no, said, watch my step. She know I want to be too gay. She said, don't I told you a lot of big times. And the little girl heard her say, boy, you gotta have a license. Yeah, you gotta have a license. Well, I asked her why, she replied, because you gotta have a license.
Never criticize the alligator until at least after you've crossed the river.
Thank you.
That was Chuck Berry with Carol. Here's Elio Pace with You Never Can Tell. Why not? Here's a little comedy from Bob and Ray.
This is a surprise time for me because I haven't had an opportunity to meet and talk with our next guest. Incidentally, this chair here sat in Mary Magoon's dining room for years and years. I don't know if that has any special meaning to you, sir. No. But would you sit there now and tell us your name, please?
Harlow P. Whitcomb.
And where are you from?
From Glens Falls.
New York.
New York.
And what do you do?
I am the president and recording
secretary.
Secretary of The S T O A.
What does that stand for?
Slow talkers of America. We believe,
and speaking slowly,
in forming
your words, thoughts,
our ideas and opinions clearly before
speaking.
We speak. We are here
in New York City.
In the city of New York. Attending
a convention.
Our annual
convention.
Membership.
Convention.
Convention. All of our members. All 200.
Members.
And 50.
Members.
Seven.
Members.
Are here.
Speaking
talking
slowly.
Slowly.
So that you'll never be misunderstood.
As opposed to the members of the F.
T-O-A.
T-O-A.
O-A.
A. The FAST.
Talkers of America.
Talkers.
Of America.
Of America.
America.
Our credo
is to speak slowly.
Goes something like this.
Would you lower the curtain, please? It's
making
me a nervous wreck.
I had a father-son moment this last weekend with my son, Seth. I told him how proud I was of him and that he was a fine young man. He got a big smile on his face and jokingly replied, "I am, aren't I?" And I cautioned him about talking to other people that way, and then I told him the following story. When I was a very young boy, about 10 or 11 years old, I was at a relative's house when an older great-aunt came to visit. She complimented me on how I sure was growing up. I jokingly replied something to the fact that I would like to be told something new. I certainly didn't mean anything by it at all, but my dad overheard it and counseled me in private. He told me two things. The first was that nobody likes a smart aleck, and secondly, that I should pay attention and watch to see if it would be true that this dear aunt would never pay me a compliment again. He was right on both counts. I love that aunt abundantly, and I'm saddened to this day to think that I made her think less of me. I learned something else, too. Once someone thinks of you as arrogant or a jerk, even though you may change years down the road, you can't remove a bitter moment from someone's memory. And that's good advice to all young children and adults. It doesn't mean that they won't or can't forgive you, just that their opinion of you has been altered and that there is likely nothing that can change that. We all have those moments we'd like to take back. The tongue is a lot like a bullet. Once you fire it off, you can't undo the damage. You're listening to The Jason Curtman Show. Check out my website at jasonkurtman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. And don't forget to spend some special time with your kids this week. I guarantee you they won't forget it.